Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. This is 12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, just with a little bit of a touch of laryngitis, but I can make a sound, and it's time to go to work, and I'm going to do what you do, small business owners. I'm going to go to work. I like it. I like being here with you. I like spending time with you. I don't want to miss any of it. And just know that just don't worry about me. It doesn't hurt. It's just a little touch of laryngitis. Now, I want to bring in our good friend, Jeffrey Zabar. Jeff's been hanging out with us now for, golly, we're coming up on his 18th anniversary, folks. 18 years he's been hanging out with us on a regular basis. He's one of my best friends, and he's the author of three books on being home-based. Three, count them. And he's an award-winning journalist. He's our good friend, Jeffrey. Welcome back.
Always a pleasure to be with you, no matter how you sound.
Well, you know, I always like to skid all that out because I think people, when they hear somebody talking like this, they cringe because they think, oh, my goodness, that would hurt so bad.
Right.
But it actually doesn't hurt at all. Anyway.
Well, wasn't it years back when, and I don't know how far and wide the brand went, but Carvel Ice Cream, I think it was either the founder or just, I don't want to say he was a spokesman, but he had a raspy voice, a really gravelly voice, almost sounded painful.
Yeah.
And I think it was he who would call himself the man with the golden voice. And he was on TV and ads and whatever, and, you know, the man with the golden voice. So it was pretty cute.
Yeah, that's pretty funny. Well, I in my best day, I wouldn't go that far, but.
There you go.
But, hey, Jeff, you have been employing a new piece of technology that I want you to tell us about.
Yeah, you know what? It's new for me. It's not new for the millions upon millions who have it out there and certainly, you know, millions who use it for business. Bought an iPad recently. And you know, an iPad is a tablet, what they, you know, generically call a tablet computer, so you can carry it around with you. Android makes them, you know, Samsung, Acer, you know, Android is the operating system and the platform it is. But
it's basically a cell phone with a big screen, right? I mean,
they can't make phone calls except on Skype and things
right,
like that.
But it operates off of, well, I guess, no, I can't say that. I started to say, I've got one. It operates off mobile or Wi-Fi, so they work off Wi-Fi. That's right.
They do. They work off Wi-Fi. You can subscribe to them, and many people do, especially when they have them for business. You can buy mobile plans for them as if it were your cell phone.
What made you decide to do that? Now, as you say, these have been out a long time. I know you've got a desktop. I know you've got an AirBook or two.
Yeah, exactly. I have a Chromebook, and I have my phone, which, you know, can very easily not double. I can't run my business
from it. It's a magic wand.
But I, you know what, I just decided that it was time, and I don't use it for business per se the way that I want to get into talking about how people can use it for business, but I use it, you know, to when I'm sitting around. You know, I used to watch a lot of videos and things on my phone on that dinky little screen.
Yeah.
Now I've got a bigger screen to do that when I'm hanging with family. But when I'm out and about in my car and I have a 4G or whatever the type of, I think it's LTE, the plan is I can, you know, log on while I'm traveling. I can obviously access my email. I can access all my social media, including my LinkedIn for work.
But do you just do that because you want the bigger screen? I mean, I know you're getting old, but do you need the bigger screen?
Well, no. I mean, I did it also because it's just easier. You know, I mean, if you want to show things, okay, let's spin it out to somebody who would use it for work. So, you know, you're a contractor and you need to shoot video of something.
Oh, yeah.
from a job site, and then you want to show that video. Are you going to do that on your little iPhone or Android phone? You can, but if you show it on a 10-inch diagonal screen, you know, you can both look at it freely, and people, you know, you can point to things.
If I were in sales today, like I was back in the day, I don't know how I would be. I can't imagine walking into a prospect's office without one in my hand, if not with a plan to use it, at least as a backup.
Right, right. You know, today
I'd be afraid that the other person would judge me if I didn't have it on me.
Yep. You know, in many ways, that's true. It depends on the sector or the way you are. I mean, certainly to have at least a laptop and not what we used to call a luggable, you know, one of those big laptops that weighs 3, 4, 5 pounds, but something like an AirBook, something like a Chromebook, something that's simple, small, effective. You know, so you want to make sure you have, you need to have the tools to, as you're alluding to look the part.
I'm not saying you walk in with it weighed in your hand, but it would be in my kit bag, and if something came up in the conversation, I'd say, well, hang on a second, let's look at that. I couldn't imagine not having that capability available.
Right, absolutely. And so that's what it is. And it doesn't, you know, you can buy them anywhere.
Are they still as, we've got 3 or 4 around here. Are they still as expensive as they used to
be? Yeah, they're in the, you know, depending on what model you get, you can spend in the 400s on up, depending on the capacity, the storage capacity.
Right.
You know, but if you don't, then that's an iPad. You can get an Android device for, you know, less than $200, well under $200.
How do they compare to the iPad?
The iPad, you know, by my reckoning, and an Android lovers might scoff at my saying this, but there's a certain, in tech phrase, they call it elegant. There's a certain elegance, elegance and simplicity to the iPad.
But see, an Android phone is much superior to an iPhone.
Yeah, see, there's certain things, and the Android, the open source nature of Android, not that it's open source, but the freer sort of community behind it where, you know, Apple with the App Store and, you know, things like that, it's much more a closed community, and Apple's got their fingers in everything.
There's a lot of people who are on iPhones, the people who are on use Apple, I think, I owned one of the first Macintoshes and used them for 20 years.
Yeah.
So I was a devotee once upon a time.
Yeah.
But to me, the people who buy Apple now are the ones, number one, who are part of that community. Number two, they don't want a lot of options. They don't need a lot of options on their phone.
Right.
I need more control. I'm a control enthusiast, right?
Right. Yep.
So,
you know, and so, and that's what people, you know, people have their desires, what they're looking for as far as, you know, the ultimate motivation is why. You know, why are you getting it? Are you a retailer that you go out to events and you put a little swipe device on the top of it and people can sign with your fingernail?
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, with a Square or Apple Pay
I hope every small retailer out there knows all about what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Folks, you got to check it out. It's point of sale. You can get your money right there. Oh, take a quick break, folks. ChiefHomeOfficer.com is Jeff's website. Also, GotWords.com is another one of his. We come back. We have a very special segment, unlike any we've ever had, he and I. 20 after, stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.